Yudal Mabez Rashi, the Ramat Kehilmi, seven lines on the bottom. In my Rashi, it's right after the picture on the left. The Mesechta Shabbos, the Perek Shemona Sarotzim. Hilmi is Shamuri Balaz, which Rashi calls that over there. Also, the same thing, some type of a brine. Over here, we're paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Mishum the Koy Rebbe, Kavosei. Even if you don't pass the Rabbi Yossi over there, because the Chachamim argue, but over here we would pass him like him, because Rebbe is also saying like him. Well, yeah, we had Rebbe before, and Dafyud, I think it was. Dafyud, yeah. But the Tony Adzo Bar Binyami, the Mora says, it brings the price of Adzo Binyami, that it was 11. The Chatzik Gedolah was 11 Amos. The Mor says it's Rebbe that you need on both sides. It's Rebbe. Mesavah like Rebbe Yossi, you need on both sides. And like Rebbe Yossi, the each one has to be 3 Tvachim. Kerekim the Bechatzik Tana Shenifrit Sadak Gedolah. So he says, no, we're passing like Rebbe Yossi because the Nimuko Imai. Time may rise of maybe loy Bechom Mokim. He always brings very good proofs. Mesavah's Gittin, money, Shwachim Shechachamim. The more it goes through a list of the various different Tzimtzumim Chachamim, it says something nice about them. Now, there it says, Rabbi Yossi was Namuka Imoy. That was the shrach that the more it gives about Rabbi Yossi. Like it says, Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav Anoki. The more it says, he's very rarely found, but every time he's found, Anoki, it's very clean what he says. It's very well purified. So he says, go see at ma'am adabar, ma'am nogo, om. The word dabar means minig. What are they being noig themselves? Karnogo belechi mashu, the noig with one lechi, which is a mashu. Okay, it talks about taking a drink of water, let's move that he should be thirsty. Lafuke man the chanakte umse. That he's so that he has something stuck in his throat, and he's taking a drink of water just to get it down. So he's not doing it for any flavor, whether he does not make a bracha. So the Tanakama says, "Shakol ni'abid v'ro lefonov v'achrav leklum." According to the Tanakama, you don't make a bracha achrena. This is all the Hemshech into the next Rashi, which is his Rebbe's Pshat. Rashi is going to argue on. Reb Tafron Breda Foshos Arbos. When he shemat Reb Tafron Bo Lachayv Av Bracha Achra Breda Foshos Arbos. So the Tanakama says a Shahakol, nothing behind, and he says Breda Foshos afterwards. That's not the right Pshat in the Smachloikus. The Rebbe Mishat is Nidam Yesh Ton Bracha Lofanav and Ton Bracha La'acharov. Samor says that the Mishnah says that there are things which need a bracha rishon, not a bracha achrona, like for example, like smell. The Mor gives. So the Mor says, "Remain la suye mai." What does it come? The suye maya is avinim bo. What do you mean the suye maya? Rapapa the mevorcha maya. Rapapa was before, did say bracha achrona on water. According to you, well, I mean the Reptarfin, the Mechayev, and Maya, Ma'ikala Memor. And you're the Reptarfin, Alephon of Kamer. Reptarfin is talking about, they both are discussing what the Bracha Rishona is. But they both agree that there is, and according to neither one, at least in the Havim, the Gemara, where they're in Nida, was there a Bracha Achorena. And the Mora says, but Rapapa said, there is a Bracha Achorena, so what is he going to say? Okay. Zat the Gemara, top of Tesavavim and Aleph. Or we'll extend some of this discussion goes down the page. Lechi ha'emin be'elov. A lechi which is there of its own occurrence. It wasn't put there intentionally to be a tikkun for the movi. Is that the valid or not? So this is one of your yalkagams. So by Omer havi lechi, it is a valid lechi. Rava Omer loy havi lechi, it's not a valid lechi. Something more like this. The Gemara is going to say later on that Abai is going to Shittasa, that he calls Lechi Mishu Mechitza. So the main thing is that you have Mechitza there. So there's a Mechitza there. Rabbi says it's because of Heker. And if it's because of a Heker, if it was there and it was occurring naturally, there's no Heker. You don't know why it's there. But the Morse says, the Tosfos before said, even according to the Bai, which holds that Lechi is Mishul Mechitza, agrees there has to be Hecher Ksas. Therefore, Hecher Losam Chinan Ole Me Esmol, nobody intended to use it from before Shabbos. There was a different Lechi besides there, and that other Lechi fell. And now on Shabbos, they realize, hey, well, no problem, we have this other Lechi, we're okay. The Lechi is Kuliyam Lepligi De Loi Havi Lechi, it's not a valid Lechi. Well, the person had attended from before Shabbos to use it. By Abraham Elechi, the Hosimchina Lei Miasma, he did rely on before Shabbos. So the hecker you have, the hecker ksas you have, and in my sense, it's a mechitza. Rabbi Merloi Havi Lechi, Kim de Mikar, La Badaita, the Hochi Avidi, Loi Havi Lechi. It's not a valid Lechi. Okay. Now, the explanation that I told you is the way the Gemara explains it down at the Maskel of the Gemara. But right now, the Gemara is not understanding it like that. The Gemara is understanding that, therefore, this Machloikis would apply to the following case also. I mean, even if they both hold it to Mishum Mechitza, Rava holds it has to be that there was put their intentions for that purpose. Or, let's say, for argument's sake, he held the Lacha Moshe Mishinai that these are Xer Mechitza requires intent. When you make it, the Mor says, "So therefore, this mechitzah is not only by a lechi; it's by any case of a mechitzah." So the Mor is going to challenge that with a lot of rayas. Toshma, this is a cost of Beni Vilonis. Vilonis, the Fanus law is ksheir. A person makes a sukkah between the trees, and the trees act as the walls. That's okay. So it's a kash on Rava. The trees are planted for the purpose of being walls for a sukkah. So what's the chiddush that it's valid? And where it says that if you allow them to use the walls of the tree as the wall, so a person will then. Assume you're allowed to use trees for things. Well, the next thing in the whole will actually be climbing on the tree or leaning on the tree. Kamashim, we're not, we don't make that same. Toshma, it's a mishnah later on. The din of pasi biros. So pasi biros again is a case where around the wells where they would use to draw water for the animals. The problem was that the wells were just a yochid. And the area around, these were placed in the Rishus Rabim, in the road, for easy access for the travelers. Couldn't take the water out, it was taking water out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. So they would put called the Yumid, which is Chazar Mekel, the bare minimum, that you were able to put in each one of the four corners of the four directions a double Amud, one Amma facing one direction, one Amma facing the 90 degree angle, different direction, and that was sufficient. That was called Pasi Biros. So let's say there was at that corner already, Hayisham Elon, there was a tree in one of the corners which was able to, it was thick enough that you could theoretically chop out an Amma facing one direction, Amma facing another direction in the tree and have a tree. There was some type of offense there. Chitzis Hakonim, Chitzis Hakonim is like it was is set up like a mechitza of konim facing in the way the human would need to face. All of these Allah is neither mishum diyumid. These are all considered valid diyumids. So if they're shaped the way you need them to be a diyumid, so they count. They weren't put there for that purpose. No, he put them there. He planted the tree for that purpose. He knew there's a well here. People will be drinking. He said, "Let's go plant the tree and save yourself an asik of putting up this thing, which gets knocked over sometimes. A tree, a nice strong tree, whatever it is." Okay. And Mor says, "Yochi, my kamash. What's the chiddush over here? Kamash. Well, the chiddush is the case of chiddush of konim. Kona pachas mishlosha tvachim. Even if it wasn't, so the konim replaced vertically. if they weren't immediately adjacent to each other, there was a gap of love, it's also acceptable. Abaye asked Rabbi this question, is that acceptable? And the answer was that it was. And that's what the point of that's the case of the Mishnah. Toshma. Ilan HaMesech al-Oretz, you have a tree, and the tree is bowed over. Some of the branches are bowed over, and it's making like a schach over the grounds. So it's Mesech al-Oretz, it's being sechech on the grounds. So if under that, so you have the branches bent over, and there's a space in between, an airspace in between. If they reach within 3 tvachim of the ground, and more so later on, they tie it down, it shouldn't pop up. So you're allowed to carry under there. If it's an area which is 10 tvachim high, it's 4 by 4, and it has walls going down to the ground, so that counts as walls. But it's having may love. Rabbi will answer, it was planted for that purpose. If it was planted for that purpose, why would we not be allowed to carry in the holy area? What's the question? So the more there's a lacha we mentioned in the Hakdama, that we have an enclosed area which is more than the area of Beis Hasayim, which is 50 by 100 amas. If it's more than the Beis Hasayim, it was planted for the purpose of, excuse me, planted. If it was enclosed for the purpose of using it for living space, so you're allowed to carry in that area. If it wasn't enclosed for that purpose, wasn't hook of the dira. So Chazal said, since it's such a large open area, even though Mikra didn't derive it to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you may not carry more than the Alanamas. We gave it a din like a Carmelist. More says, but if a person went over here, and if it's naturally occurring, I understand why this is not considered a hook of Ladira. But if you went and planted for this purpose, and you plan to use it, so why isn't that a hook of Ladira? Some more answers. Mishum dahabi dira shetashmisha la'aver, b'chol dira shetashmisha la'aver, e'ma taltin bo ela b'sasayim. So even if it wasn't a primary function of the place why did they do this? They're tying it down, whatever it is. It was planted for this purpose, because these are the type of tree which will bend over, it'll make a nice shade place for a person to rest in the shade when he needs to. So that's a limited type of a usage. It's a usage out there in the Avir. I'd rather not be there. It's the Sharmer who has to be out in the field, so he's there when he of necessity. So that's not a valid hook of Ladira to be permit more than basis side. Toshma. Okay, so we have later Shavas Betel Shugavoya Asoro. If a person places himself down at the beginning of Shabbos on top of a plateau, tail of a little hillock, and it starts 10 tefachim high, and it's an area of 4 amas up to the area of Beis Hasayim. V'chein b'neka, or if it's a depression, it's 10 tefachim deep, again, the area of 4 amas up to Beis Hasayim. Overcome Kitsura. There was a field which had been cut, but the outer perimeter of the field had not been cut yet. So that acted as a naturally occurring mechitza. So all these places, mahalach is kulo v'chutzula apayimamba. So that area counts like daladamas. And then you can walk 2,000 amas beyond that. We give a person daladamas before besides the 2,000 amas. since this is an enclosed area, that counts as like Dalai Lama's. And that's, you know, if a person's in an enclosed area, so that counts as Dalai Lama's. The yard, if the yard is enclosed and the house is inside the yard, so that's considered hukka v'dira. As long as whatever it's being enclosed, this area which is usable, you know, if you have this gigantic area fenced in, you know, with valid fences, etc., but there's a large pond and there's a very dense wooded area, those would create problems, because those are really not... You can't use them for dira. But I'm using the water for the purposes of drawing water up for the house to drink. So that is considered. You know, we'll see later on. That's all discussions later on. What's considered with dira on these things? Hukka with dira is quite an extensive discussion later on. Limit. Correct. It says a filibase sur filibase karayim in the Morris Lashon. Right. So a kur is 30 saw. So if a base saw is 50 by 50, it's 30 times that. It's, it would theoretically be 1,500 by 50, which is 7,500 cubic square amas. 75,000 square amas. The base core. So Morris says, "V'chitem ha'chinami shasam mitchila l'kach." So he made it for that purpose. Bishlam makama l'chai. That's fine. Except that he harvested the field. He planted the field to eventually go and harvest the field in such a way that it'll act as a mechitza. Okay. But al tail b'nek amikul member. That's like pushing it a little bit. You wet and dug out of depression. It's not called a neka usually. You plant. You made a tail. Nowadays they do such things. L'chai means it's good. Kama, the case of kama, the standing wheat. What are you going to say over there? Morris, you're right. Mechitza kliyamal apliga to have a mechitza. An argument of mechitzas. Mechitza, even if it's naturally occurring, is considered a mechitza. That's not the case. Kipiga b'lechi. They're arguing by case of b'lechi. Abaya l'tamei domer lechi mishum mechitza. Mechitza hasuya me'leo have a mechitza. We all lechi is mishum mechitza, and therefore it is a valid lechi. Even if it occurs naturally. Rabba l'tamei domer lechi mishum hacker. Yavida biyadaim havi hacker, be loy loy havi hacker. Okay, let's see Rashi.
So, is it going to come out that not only with respect to this machlokas, this local machlokas, but more generally, anytime you have machlokas which turns on this question of whether it's mishum mechitza or hacker?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, I think so. It wasn't put there for that purpose. So there was a lechi, and that other lechi fell. He said, "No problem. We have this other lechi which is here naturally." So Bai says that even Bai agrees that's no good because you need hecker ksas. It'll go on to the tree and take things off the tree. That's the gzeir eventually. The words naturally occurring. There was a tree there, or there was some type of a getter there, or there was chitzas akonim. It's vertical reeds which are attached. Chitzah shoyu n'tuim kiseder mechitzah. It's called a chitzah because they function like a mechitzah. We count it like a deyumid. Mefarish b'perek sheni. What is a deyumid? Is deyu amudim tzu amud amud echad nirakish shnayim. It's one item which seems just like counts like two. Tzo kemarzev. It's made like a like a gutter. The way you make a gutter is a V shape. A wide V, and then you place it to catch the water as it comes down from the roof. So over here also, it's created like it's shaped like that side. The menorah echad. So you stand it up, it's going to be a 90-degree angle. One faces, for example, south, one faces west. You put four of these in the four corners. Each direction will have two amas standing. Amma mikan, amma mikan. An amma on each side of the opening. So what's the chiddush over here that doesn't love it? Because boy, my neighbor, Herksheni, the baya asks Rabbah whether love it works. Ilan Hamesach, that the tree is creating noifa noita samach la'aretz, the branches are inclined down towards the ground. Rosh noifa pachas migimel, the end the branches are within gimel of the karka. Vikra mimokum shemachuber leilan gavoya asara, but the main part of the branch is a height of above at least 10. So there is an area of 10 under the tree. If the area enclosed is greater than base of Sayim, Kichotzer Mishkan, which is the area of the Mishkan, Mashir said, "Nosa Chachamim l'chol hekev a masukin called Tzarchai." That was for areas enclosed, but not enclosed properly. How so? For example, Kegon the Mechitza Shein Bo Shesi V'Ariv by Pirka. We have later on the Morse is a case where the Mechitza did not have vertical and horizontal. It was only horizontals, or only verticals. Shesi's verticals and Ariv is the horizontals. Ulehek if shul hook of ladira, or it wasn't close to the purpose of living in the Perek Sheni. If it's occurring naturally, to understand. They gave this limitation. But if you tell me it's passed for that purpose, why is that? What's the limitation? The case was planned for another purpose. The heck of a dira who is considered enclosed for living purposes. It wasn't made to really live in. It was there for the area around it. What does it mean? It was they did this that they have a place for the shamrim to stay while they're watching the fields. It was created to give shade. It's not going to give you protection from rain. You don't live in it. The main idea is that the shamrim should be out there in the field. In a case it gets very hot, it's a place to go to cool off for a little bit. So its etiker function is the area around it. So it's not made to really live in. Even if it's enclosed, is it closed for deer purposes? It could go in deer, visar, those are different types of corrals. Muksa was the area behind the house which you would enclose and store things there. Bechotzer, or front, the area in the front. If it's the area of 10 kur, it's mutter. That's 750,000 square amas. Yeah. The booths in the fields, which are there to give the shermer place to sit in while he's being shermer. Base Asayim Mutter, yes, Base Asayim is also. He doesn't really want to be in that area. It's not like it's made, like, it's not a. dwelling of choice. Shabbos b'teil kodesh alav yom b'kodesh shom shisa. So that became his place. Shabbos started, and that's where he was found. So this becomes his makom shvisa for Shabbos. And the area is Gavoya Sorda, the meaning good asik mechitzer sub, chosi sub, real mukav. We say that the walls, because it's tetzvachim high, we say good asik, that extends up as if he's surrounded by walls. There's a depression in the rock. So if it's a humidalad amas abes asayim, up to the air base of Siam, it's counted like Dalet Amos. Hoyol b'shavas ba'aver b'chitzei sov. Nas is based, since he made a decision to be in there, that becomes his home. V'kuloi k'ar ba'amos, so it's all like four amos. His four amos. Hil mahalachas kuloi, he can walk the whole of the area. And then v'chutzlo ha'imam, he gets 2,000 amos beyond it. Avihavi t'feme b'chitzei sov. If, however, the area was greater than base of Siam. And mechitzer sov mo'ilus loy. The walls don't work. Shehekev shena osri ledira and a mo'il el the base of Siam. Again, we have the idea that mechitzes of an area which is enclosed, not for the purpose of living in, and neka wasn't made for living in. So that's not considered a valid mechitzer beyond the area of base of Siam. L'hachinachem erba amas ve'elech. Now, the truth is, this is true even less than four amas, but without any mechitzah, you get dalet amos. But la mechitzah nami mokum b'chol adam dalet amos perek misho tziuhu. It's an interesting question. I think that they grapple with. A person gets dalet amos, no, automatically. He decided to be shogus in a tail, which was three amos. 10 feet up. I don't know, Kashra Mice, right? So does it get Dalet Amos or not? You know, it's like in the cartoons, you walk out the last Amos, you go punk, right? I mean, is that called a Dalet Amos or not? I think they discussed that. She was Makiva, so he saw Shaniach Gibraleo Saviv Milikser. He left the stalk still standing. She brought him Gavoyim, and they were 10 Tochim high. So Mora says, okay, it was planted for that purpose. Tel v'neka make clear. But what about the case of Tel v'neka? Those are there from my separations. Okay. The Mora says on the Tamei, Tosha points out, means that we've met that already. They're going according to their known opinion. So Rabbi said before that Alechi and Kar both are Shem Hekka. That's Rabbi before. We had Rabbi before that said that. Right? And Daf Yud Beis. But Abaye, the question is, where did Abaye say that before? Because the more in Daf Hei, when Alf, when the Mechokes in Abaye and Rabbi Yosef, when you want to, it was too low, when you want to be Chokek on the ground, how much have the Chokek to be considered valid? So the more it says, Rabbi Yosef says 4 Tzvach, and Abaye says 4 Amos. So the more suggested one shot that the Abaye is saying could lech it was a mechitza. The mechitza has to be for an area which is chashuv enough, right? Who said so that's one shot in Abaye. So if I say the Tamei, that's we're assuming that's the correct shot in Abaye, and therefore that Abaye is going to it like according to his known shita that he said that. It tries to bring the Ben Chanan takes out the word the Tamei. Okay. So now we have this machlokes in Abaye Rabbah by Lechi. Do we have any proof to that machlokes? So to extend the machlokes to mechitza, that's wrong. But what about by Lechi? Toshma avne geder hayotzes min geder mevdala zumizu pachas mishloisha. And tzarich lechi akher. If there the end of the wall, there's some bricks sticking out, and there's an air space between the bricks. They're not immediately adjacent one to the other, but the area between them is less than three, so that counts like a lechi. If it's three already, it's not considered, it needs a lechi. We had a similar case where it broke open a pirtza. And the pirtza was not as good source of Pesach because you don't make source of Pesach like that. Stagger. So over here it's a stagger case. But the Gabi, the little lechi, we say law, but it's like there's an extension of the wall. So when you see the chare wasn't, it's a lechi you have a mail of.
Correct.
In the case of Yutza, it goes all the way to the ground, so we don't got to go back to that issue.
Okay.
Why is it not the same?
The issue there was you want to consider the tzuras a Pesach. But the Gemara says it's a problem. It's a pischi shimoi, which means it's a not normal way of making a tzuras a Pesach. No, just it's not. If I want to make a doorpost, you don't make doorposts like this. That's a weird doorpost. So it's the tzuras a Pesach. There's a lot of tzuras Pesach. That's a look like it's a Pesach. Doesn't have a tzuras a Pesach because you don't make a doorpost like that. The case over there was the heter was a case. The case was it wasn't a lechi, which was the issue over there was the case of it was a kanon with a kanon gabay, and it was a case of a tzuras a Pesach. So for tzuras a Pesach, you need tzuras a Pesach. Over here, the heter is lechi. I'm not sure what I'm not answering.
I'm just remembering has been that we had a mobile and we had an opening on the side, and that opening on the side was staggered in this manner, and that posed a problem.
Right, but the case over there was the issue was the case was that the heter of Tzuras Pesach. I'm an Aleph. Yeah. Right. The Morris is talking about case of the Fanus. There was chalonis and psachim, extensive chalonis and psachim throughout the chotzer, and the heter was based on the idea of tzuras a Pesach. Some words says, but it wasn't made in the shape of a Pesach. Correct, but the heter was based on tzuras a Pesach. Correct. Oh, now I understand your question. Why do we need tzuras a Pesach? Why can't you use lechi? Fine.
Okay.
Got it.
So now I understand why it applies in one case, not in the other. So
over there, lechi wouldn't work.
Over there, lechi would not work. So if we only had one opening, and that one opening was smaller than the extent of the wall, the staggering would not be an issue.
Unless it was a chotzer, lechi is not enough for a chotzer.
Right.
By moving. Correct.
In the side.
Yeah. Okay, some more says, Hachanami b'shabnoan mitchilu l'kach. Case was, they built it for that purpose. Some more says, Yochi pshita was tachidish. More says, Maratema, the meser binyana huda avida. So, he put it there. In other words, it's allowed. It's if you want to build an extension, that's the right way to do it. Because if you build it perfectly flush, then it's hard to make an extension. But you leave it like this, staggered. So you want to build further, so you can just stick your bricks in the way you like the normal way of laying bricks. So that's the main reason why he's doing it is for that purpose, and therefore that would be no good. Kamashon, we say he did it for that purpose. He did it for the purpose of intentionally using it for a lechia, that's sufficient. Toshma, we had this before. Kesel shatzido echad kanas mechaveroi. A kesel which one of the walls became thinner, so leaving the wall thicker at one end, let's say, so it counts like the it counts as the lechi at the end of the mavoi, because the wall, the whole length of the mavoi, the wall is, let's say, only 3 inches wide, and the end, it becomes, last 2 feet, it becomes 4 inches wide, so that thicker thing at the end counts as the lechi. Or the opposite, became thinner at the ends, so it was thick the whole way, it becomes thinner, that'll extend out as a lechi. That was Rechiz Brais. But again, that means the wall was whatever it was, and then you want to use it as a lechi. The Gemara says, no, you made the wall, the chachila, thicker or thinner for that to be the lechi. What's the chiddush? And hakamashal near bebechutz shavim vnim near mishum lechi. The whole chiddush of the brayse is that din of if it's all near bebechutz, which Rabbi Yochanan said is not true. This brayse says it is good. Toshma the Rav of Yosef Mavua. There's a story that Rav was sitting in a mavui, and Haba Yosef Rav Huna came. Rav Huna was sitting there with Rav. Amalei the Shmoye. Rav told his shamish, go bring me a cup of water. And also, while the fellow was going, before he came back, the lechi fell. Okay. So Rav indicated to Rav Huna with his hand. Rav indicated to the shamish, he told him, he stopped. There was a decal there which could count, so you don't feel you can rely on the decal. Omer Sobaya said about Rav Huna, "Dome haimer rabbanon kemandel parshi inshi shmaita." It's like a person who didn't hear a whole pshat of the sugya, because even like a baya, it has to be a case it was samach lemiasmol, and it wasn't samach lemiasmol because there was another lechi besides. Me samchina lemiasmol. That's what Rav said. So the more aha. Time of the Samchinan, the whole reason why Rabbi said it's not acceptable because he wasn't Samchinan. Oh, Samchinan, Havi Lechi. But in the case of Samchinan, it would be a Vala Lechi. So that's Vaiter, that means Lechamelov works. The whole problem was he didn't want to use it, so that's not good. See, so it's a Raya that Rav learned like a Baya. In general, we're not going to. The Mor says that you can ask Kashas and later Amorim from earlier Amorim. They don't like to argue on them. Mor says, okay, no. Lema, Abaya Verova, Belisimchina Le Pligi. Let's revamp the Machloikas. The whole Machloikas is a case where there weren't Simchina. And Rava is going to say, and Rava says, there's Losimchina, it's not good. And Rava says, it is good. So Rava is saying, like Rava. Hazimchina Le, Havilech, everybody gets to do Lechi. That would be a way to answer Rav. That's not a good answer. Tell Baraka the Havi Bei Barchavu. That think about Bei Barava Kulushnayu. There was a case of this an area. It was like an enclosed area, like an office, which it was in the house of Barchavu, which of Bei Barava. We know they argued about it constantly. Every Shabbos says it's good, no good, good, no good. All of their life they had to argue about that place. And that case was a case if it was Simchina Leh, still Rabbi said it was no good. Okay, let's see Rashi for tomorrow.